Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary. Well, I have a parade from one of our goal achievers from this week.
Oh.
Two things she brought to the table. And the first was, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why.
I think that's a book.
The day you figure out why. Yeah, it was about purpose. But here's the thing she said. For those of you who are still, I guess, struggling to reach the goal that you set, maybe 5 or so months ago. If something wasn't holding you back from hitting your goal, you'd already have hit it already. So figure out what it is that's holding you back. Correct that.
Cool. That's both the things?
That's it.
Okay, I have a parade of techniques. We have a student who offered a for sale by owner an 800 number to use for their sign. Ended up getting the listing. I thought that was pretty cool. I have a second parade of techniques, too.
Where do you get an 800 number to give to somebody?
I don't think that's a hard thing to do.
Figure it out, huh?
Sign up for one, yeah. So I got a young participant, new to R-Squared this past 6 months. Anyway, he just wanted to announce to everybody that he was going to work on writing 52 drip emails to his book of business, and that he could modify to use for leads that have come into him. And he got all done telling us that as his parade of techniques. I'm going to sit down tomorrow, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to do that. Have you considered having ChatGPT do it for you? Because it would take them 8 seconds. And then, of course, you still have to modify, but, man, be thinking AI whenever you can.
Time saver. How would you like an Ask the Experts?
Well, I hope I have one. I hope you have one.
My number one goal is to find a house for my buyer.
Okay.
And my buyer has targeted a specific area with specific 223 homes in it. My question is, I don't know how to approach the homeowners in that area to let them know I have a buyer. What would you suggest? Boy, I bet you could answer this one right away, right?
Yeah.
And guess what the number one answer was? The specific person approach.
Yeah.
You know, identify, introduce, ask, give them a reason, ask again.
Thank you, Floyd.
Somebody said you might offer a reduced commission to tease the savings if you find the buyer and get the listing.
Oh, you mean like instead of charging them 10 or 11, you could charge them, say, 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget to use the who do you know who. And be careful with fair housing when you go to describe the people who you have that are looking.
Yeah.
Send out 223 hand-addressed envelopes with a letter describing the house you're looking for, and hand sign them.
Okay.
Do a tax record search. Use one of those algorithmic plans that will tell you how long people have been in a house, what their mortgage balance is.
Speaking of AI.
Right. I think one of them is called fellow.com, F-E-L-L-O. And also go to social media, to community sites.
Hmm.
But here's the thing that I like the best. If you find somebody who takes the bait, so to speak, who's willing to talk to you, what's the most effective tool you could bring on that listing appointment?
Was I supposed to answer that?
Yes.
I think that was a rhetorical question, dear.
No, it's not rhetorical.
Your listing presentation.
How about an offer? You know what'll shorten your listing presentation? Bring them an offer. Now, of course, it's subject to, but get your buyer to sign a blank offer with no address on it, no price, but it's in that neighborhood. If it's one of those 223 targeted homes, you go over there on an appointment with an offer already signed. I think that's going to be a short appointment.
How about that? All right, ask the experts. So here's the story. I got this listing appointment that was referred to me, and I talked with the seller, and she felt like the former agent always looked at the daughter more than her. Like she's some old lady that can't make this decision, you know? So the condition is fantastic on the outside, absolutely gorgeous, but the interior is just a mess. Clearly, this homeowner is in beyond her ability to handle it. He said, I noticed a hole in the floor, like literally there's a hole in the floor. And I pointed it out and she said, oh yeah, that happened a few years ago. Seller is confused, like maybe she has a UTI or something, I don't know. But how do I handle this? Well, the first thing his team said is ask yourself this question. Is this a listing you want? By the way, guess what the answer was? Yes! The yes. All right, so here's what else we heard. Make sure you've got good eye contact with both the seller and the daughter. Have the seller and the daughter there so that the daughter doesn't work against you, right? She feels like you're protecting mom. Maybe win the daughter over first. You know, have a conversation with her and let her know this is what your mom felt last time. So if there are times that I'm looking at her instead of you, I just want you to know that's why. Because, boy, and I love your mom. Bring a present. Bring a gift. It can be little. It could be an apple. It could be a cupcake. It could be a succulent from the grocery store for $2.99. But say the words to the daughter, oh, I love your mom. Create some urgency. I mean, it's clear she needs to be somewhere else. She's in over her head. So get them to understand that she needs to get somewhere else so that this is no longer a burden for her. And remember, we can sell anything in any condition at the right price. Yeah, don't ever forget that.
Nothing wrong with any listing there.
The right price and terms won't cure. You'd think we practice together, but we're just trained.
Yeah, when I asked that rhetorical question, there was quite a space there. Should we leave the space in the recording?
Well, I didn't know you wanted me to answer.
Oh, it was like the bear walked into the bar and the bartender said, why the long pause? Anyway, we'll see you next time.